Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to week 37 of 2020. We are talking about Monday, the week starting Monday, the 7th of September. Pam, as always, is providing for us our trusty forecast for the week ahead. Get your notebooks, your calendars, your date books, your pencils ready. And afterwards, I'm going to jump in for our 10-minute Turbo Boost meditation. And September, here we come.
Here we come. So actually, we're in September as I record this. So September, as we go, it is Labor Day in the United States, September 7th, and the moon is in the sign of Taurus. Now, when the moon is in the sign of Taurus, we want to settle in, be comfortable, have a sense of well-being, continuing a theme. We don't like to move too quickly. And one thing that's indicated on this particular day is, even though we're in the waning moon cycle, when things tend to be wrapping up, this is an excellent day for making certain connections, gaining opportunity, having conversations that open up and expand your world, fortunate incidences, auspicious conversations. The thing is that's really important about this particular day, anything we might be winding down in the summer, although this isn't necessarily a usual summer, because it is a summer when a lot of people have been restricting their movements due to the pandemic. But it shows a sense of, how do I want things structured so that I can have this ongoing conversation that's going to bring things together that are fruitful and create something rock solid. So if you're doing anything that involves some sort of ambition, transformation, or direction, this is an excellent day to be putting those pieces in place. If you're vacationing or taking it easy or not really in direct motion with work or something that you're trying to get off the ground, it's still an excellent day for planning what that may look like and putting things in place. Relationships are key. Relationships in which you feel a sense of security, commitment, and overall authority within the situation. People who will do well at this time are people who are not afraid of the power that must be brokered, the connections that must be made, and the follow-through to make the thing happen. It can also be an excellent day for preparing, positioning, poising yourself for greater wealth and abundance. Again, I'm not advocating things that are highly speculative, but things that are more engaged with working with people who are motivated to create whatever structures need to be implemented for follow through of the project. That being said, it's also a wonderful day to be in nature, savor tastes, and really just enjoy being present in this beautiful world. So the moon goes void, of course, at 8:46 a.m. the morning of the 8th Eastern time, all the times I give, please adjust depending on where you are on the planet. And when the moon is void, of course, it's not making any geometric aspects to another planet before it changes signs. And what this means is that there's no emotional glue that holds the thing together for outcome and manifestation. It doesn't mean that things can't happen. That would depend on your personal horoscope if the moon is making a connection with your personal horoscope. But it does mean that in general, people are not as connected to outcome as they would be when the moon was making geometric aspects to something that showed tension, challenge, coalition, something coming together. So today, the 8th, is more a day that does well for anything that we want to continue doing, projects already in motion. You want to get any important mail or communication out before 8:46 a.m., after which point in time, it's much better to do things that are already in the process, to organize, to purge, to clear, to basically set things up for when the next thing comes in. And if it's not a work-oriented day, it can be a wonderful day for recharging, for letting your body sink into whatever your body wants to do, to feel refreshed and renewed. Taurus energy really loves eating meals that are very sustaining or comforting, smelling the flowers, taking some sort of massage or therapeutic treatment, doing things that really allow you that connection to the other insofar as relationship, but also anything that has to do with textures and feet firmly on the ground. That's a perfect way to use this void of course period. The moon enters the sign of Gemini at 5:28 p.m., at which point in time we're in a very different energetic thrust because now we're in mutable air, fast moving, decisive, although changeable. So the evening can be very stimulating with groups of people, friends, conversations, ways that you can connect with one another that feel very limitless, but also open to ideas and expression. Gemini wants to kind of bounce around the room, sample different things. Think of hummingbirds flitting from flower to flower. That's the kind of energy that's really magnetic and in motion on the night of the 8th. This continues into the 9th. And here's the thing that I've been talking about for the past couple of weeks and finally is coming to pass. On the 9th, Mars goes station retrograde at 6:23 p.m. Eastern time. So from our perspective here on Earth, it appears that Mars is frozen in the sky because of the orbits of our respective planets, Mars and Earth. Basically, it's going to appear as though Mars moves backwards from our perspective here on Earth. And when that happens, when Mars slows down, things that we want to put in motion or move forward with seem to take longer to process. We may experience frustrations, delays, a sense of being thwarted in things that we want to have happen or go forward. Mars is in the sign of Aries Aries is a fire sign, cardinal. It likes to begin things. So it's not comfortable with this backward energy movement because it wants to be unbridled and moving in the direction that it wants to move. Some of us are born with Mars retrograde. If this is the case, you're going to actually be in your zone. You're going to be feeling as though what may ordinarily feel as though people are not quite in sync with how you want to flow or move forward, you may feel more as though you can intuitively take action in a way that's highly productive. We can all actually use retrograde Mars this way, but not if we're fighting the fact that it is in retrograde motion. And that's what trips many of us up. Mars is the planet that's linked to the sign of Aries, which it is in during this retrograde period, and the sign of Scorpio. So these two signs, if they're prevalent in your chart, or if you have a prominent Mars, Mars on an angle, Mars conjunct the sun or the moon, you will be feeling this retrograde period more than someone else might be. Also, if Mars is triggering or touching one of your planets in the horoscope when it's moving through this period, may be a indication of an area in life that's taking action or being acted upon or you are reacting from. So it's valuable to know where the Mars transit falls as for you personally, as well as the overall kind of umbrella reading that I'm giving now, the planetary weather, if you will. If you want to read about your personal sign and how Mars retrograde affects that, you can go to my website, insightoasis.com, and just put in search Mars retrograde 2020, and that'll pull it up, and you can read about that. I also go more in depth in positives and challenges of the Mars retrograde period. It's important to note that Mars is retrograde in 2020 during the United States election. So if you're voting absentee ballot, just keep in mind you want to get that ballot in early. Also, when you vote, when we get closer to that time, I'll be talking more about what we can expect to see on Election Day or thereabouts. But at this point in time, on the 9th, the more you work with the reality of Mars retrograde over the next several weeks, the easier the passage is going to be. So use the 9th and the especially the 10th for you to kind of pay attention where the snares for you are. What trips you up? What do you feel confused about? Or what do you feel that you're kind of pushing against? Because the earlier we can define that, the more comfortably we can work with this retrograde as we go through it, because we all will be going through it to some capacity or another. And basically, when it's retrograde, Mars is teaching us how to consider our actions and reactions more carefully before we move forward or act on them, especially emotions like anger or passion that are stirred up or activated by certain conditions or things that we experience or relationships. So Mars symbolizes how we actually express those things. And is it feeling like we're expressing them in a way that's in alignment with who we want to declare or position ourselves as today? Because Mars can sometimes feel a bit impulsive or not really in our control. Athletes work very hard to control the Mars energy. People who practice Kundalini, people who basically take the part of their energy that has to do with forward movement, self-expression, how we articulate what it is we desire. Anyone who uses that in a martial art capacity has a lot more control about when and where Mars is going through challenging transits. So this can be a highly informative time, a time when we take ownership of how we drive the car, not just that we are driving the car, but how are we driving the car? Some of us may want to go back and do a little, take our road test again, or go back and take a driver's orientation course. And I'm not just talking about the physical act of driving. I'm talking about any way you move through life with passion, direction, purpose, desire, and feel that it needs some tweaking, it needs some realignment so that you feel more in sync with how you move forward with what those desires are. So on the 11th, it can be a little confusing, especially in the morning, if we haven't really figured out the roadmap for where we're going and how we get there. The moon goes void, of course, at 12:48 a.m. on the 11th. And overall, the 9th and 10th can be very productive days. Once again, their productivity increases when we look clear-eyed at anything that may be forced too hard or pushed in ways that seem to fight against the natural restrictions that we experience during the retrograde. And it can manifest in different ways. It can manifest that, for instance, the pandemic restrictions may increase where you live. There can be limitations with how you get around, either through mass transit or what's going on with your car. These are all things that can be toned better when you look at where Mars falls based on your sun sign. But basically, just know that anything that seems to have to do with a sense of not being able to go forward or move in the direction you would like is going to give you some metaphor information about what Mars retrograde means for you. So when we look at what these detours are, or these seeming frustrations, we can really understand more deeply what usually we run right by. So when Mars is retrograde, we slow down in these areas of life. And even though that may be frustrating, it also teaches us how to run better, more effectively, more in alignment with who we are. So on Mars 11th, the moon is void, of course, until 4:23 a.m., at which time it enters the sign of Cancer. And once it does this, then we're in, I guess the fair way to say is we're in a kind of energetic division. We feel that certain things may be kind of opening up arguments or increasing volatility in certain situations, neither of which we want to do, I suspect. So be very aware that hot point times are the 11th may feel a bit confused at different points, a bit as though people are giving out mixed messages. And then we can feel overall a sense of not really being a part of or able to express what we'd really like to do. So if you're at odds in some way with something you want to obtain, desire, a goal, just know that the important thing at this point in time is to drill down a bit so that you can better understand what really is limiting you in this area of self-expression. Why do you maybe close down or not express something that someone else would do very easily? And it's possible that it's a device to keep yourself protected because you don't want to overreact or blow up. On the 12th, the moon is also in the sign of Cancer, and this, what happens that's good, is that Jupiter goes station direct. And this is good because when Jupiter's retrograde, we tend to hold back a bit on opportunities. There's not really that sense of what can grow. So especially businesses that have been challenged or even threatening to shut down because of the pandemic. Once the 12th occurs, there can be a shot in the arm, a reevaluation, a bringing forth. May not be happening on the 12th or 13th just because there's challenging aspects at this point in time. But as we enter next week, coming into the new moon, it should start to really widen what the potentials are or what the money and opportunity flow can be. So use these days, Saturday and Sunday, as days of contemplation, especially Saturday, Sunday, thinking about what is it I want to make happen and what is it that's really stopping me. So you define it and see it, not to place blame on it, but to really understand where the limitations are or the things that stop you, detours from moving ahead in the way you would like. And on the 13th, the moon goes void, of course, at 8:05 a.m. and is void until 11:32 a.m. when it enters the sign of Leo. And once this happens, we may feel a whoosh, like a sudden burst of fire and flame energy, where whatever may have felt loaded and heavy and even a bit sad over the weekend really starts to burn off. It's like you see the mist burn off and the sky is revealed, potential is revealed, and you can see the mountains in the distance and the goal becomes more crystallized. So if the weekend's been a bit heavy, know that by Sunday afternoon into the Monday, there should be a lift, a shift that starts to occur. And sometimes we just have to ride it out and wait until we get to that point. There's no quick fix when we're going through challenging emotions or places that feel a bit low energy. We have to move through them so that we can get to the shore again, and that sense of here I am on terra firma, the sun is warming me, and I'm back in action. And now I turn it over to Susie.
And we're going to go into our meditation. I invite everybody, as always, to be in a place of stillness. If you can, please be sitting up with a straight back, keep your body still, and hopefully do not be doing anything else except just doing this meditation. So take a deep breath and feel the energy dropping down, down, down into your bones and really feel heavy. Allow yourself to really sink deep down into yourself, into your foundation, into your material body. Feel yourself just reaching deeper into what would be your very essence. And as you feel that, we're talking about the material here. We're talking about the physical. We're talking about the material body. If you imagine you're like a giant tree, feel your body like the trunk, strong, grounded. Feel your roots like the roots of a tree reaching down into the earth, into the electromagnetic field of the earth. Crucial, crucial for us, for our grounding, for our immunity, for our state of mind, for our state of peace. Feel yourself just sending out roots into the earth in all directions and really grounding in to that field, to that deep electromagnetic field that provides for us the grounding, the centering, the structure. And as you ground down into earth, you're remembering that you are an earthling, that you are of this earth, you are from this earth, that you're not something separate to earth in any way, that you are a part of nature, that you are a part of Mother Earth, you are a part of the animal realm that lives on this earth, you are a part of life on this earth. And feel yourself reconnecting back into this magnificent field. This field that provides everything for physical life. Especially today, we're concentrating on physicality, the physicality of the earth, the physicality of the physical body, the physicality of our lives moving around on this planet. The things that we put in and put out of our bodies on this planet, the air that we breathe in, the CO2 that we breathe out, all of these materials that are three-dimensional, some are completely invisible, we never see them. Some are very physical and we see them all the time. So just become grounded in the material world. And the material world is just as sacred as the so-called non-material world, as the spiritual realm. Physical world is sacred, divine, exquisite. And feel yourself really connecting to the sacredness of this world, of the material world. This material world where we work and play, where we are born, we grow up, where we die, where we get sick, where we age, where everything happens for us. And of course, many other things happen on many of the other realms. But again, we're just concentrating on that material realm. And we can feel ourselves as we deepen in, there's a sense of peace, a sense of coming home, a sense of true awareness. And we deepen ourselves into the cycles of life. That the human life has a range, It has a length. We don't live forever. There's a cycle to all life on this planet. Things are constantly changing. One thing that we can be totally sure about is that everything is impermanent. That everything, whether we see it or not, is constantly in flux and always changing. And we work hard every day to create permanence, to bring in permanent things to our lives. But in the back of our consciousness, we know that this reality is fleeting, that all reality as we know it in this material world is impermanent. And there is an acceptance on our part now of the movement, of the change, of the cycle of life and death, of sickness, of old age. And as we gently take breath in and a breath out, we understand that this too is impermanent. The breath in, the breath out, just a moment here and a moment there. And as we deepen into this physical body and deepen into this grounded state, we're also deepening into these cycles. Cycles of life, of seasons, of summers ending and harvest seasons, going into winters, again coming into springs. And we ground ourselves, we center ourselves not into that which is permanent, because nothing is permanent, but we ground ourselves deeply into the understanding of material world, of cycles, of change. We allow ourselves to be here in this world of change, and we show up, we do the work. We allow ourselves to be present, to be in service, and to bring about the best we can for all beings everywhere. Coming from a place of understanding that by showing up, we allow for the abundance. Things are not falling out of the sky on our heads, but we're working towards them. We're creating, inspiring, we're showing up. And as we show up with grace, with acceptance. And where we can and when it's appropriate, with neutrality. Not letting our emotions rule the roost, but allowing our intellect, our spiritual understanding, and of course, our deep respect for all beings everywhere to be at the fore. We take a few quiet, silent, deep breaths. And we have gratitude for the earth, for our brothers and sisters, for every atom. Taking a deeper breath, sharing this peace with all beings everywhere for the highest good of all. gently opening your eyes. Thank you, everybody, for showing up, for being present with us. And we wish everybody a wonderful week. Please be in touch with us. And thank you so much, Pam. We will see you all next week.
You have been listening to ActiveSpirituality.life with Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinelle. You can find out more about our work on ActiveSpirituality.life, and we really hope you have found this episode helpful. Please share it with your friends, and if you feel so moved, we appreciate your donations. ActiveSpirituality.life. Have a beautiful week.